Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's that special time once again for the J. Moore Tech Talk Show, and it will be airing live momentarily. This is that place to ask those special questions about PCs, technologies, with your computer, iPhone, and those smart devices designed to work at home and in the office that's supposed to make life easier. We welcome your questions tonight. And please help me welcome the CEO and founder of the J. Moore Connection, Inc., and the star of tonight's show, Mr. John C. Morley. Check us out more at jmor.com. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How is everyone doing this evening? It's July 11th, and we're already on our 26th episode in season one. I can't believe that we're already at episode 26. So many things happening. And a question that's been coming up to a lot of people is, with a lot of different technologies out there, what's really the difference between HDMI, DVI, VGA, and of course the new one, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, which is called DisplayPort. Now, DisplayPort has been kind of this new caveat that's been coming around, and the purpose of it is really to get people to have a better quality display and to just use a, let's say, more of a inexpensive cable, because the cable is actually very inexpensive, that you can use DisplayPort. But there are some little challenges between, what DisplayPort is and what DisplayPort is not, and some of the differences. So why don't we just kind of break them out? The first one I'm sure many of you are familiar with is something called HDMI. But before we even get into HDMI, does everybody remember the original basic one, which is actually called VGA? VGA for video graphics array. It basically refers to display hardware first introduced with the IBM PS2 line of computers starting in around 1987. And it was very widespread through the world. And basically, it was a 15-pin D sub-miniature VGA connector. Now, a VGA connection basically has a resolution to go to 640 by 480 itself. That's pretty much, what VGA was able to do for us. Now, the thing about VGA is that VGA is a technology that's pretty much on all computers. Now, the challenge came in is, as we get into higher quality resolutions and wanting something to be a little bit better, the 640 by 480 that many of us are familiar with was where it started. But the question is, what is the max? Because, could you run something bigger? Can you run, let's say, for example, on a VGA type monitor connection? What is actually the maximum, I guess that's really the best question to ask you, what is the maximum resolution that you can have on a VGA-type connection? And, that's actually a really great question, because the maximum that a VGA can support, actually you will see that it can run actually around speed. You can actually be getting speeds around 1920 by 1200. But then the question is, what's really the difference? Because there's higher resolutions, okay? So you can find there's some good visual quality issues. And the other issue you have to realize is that with VGA, it's an analog-type signal. Without getting too much into this, it's not digital. So when we talk about VGA, the designers use these type of, filters to remove EMI from the video signals. And what happens is the sharpness of the display really goes down when we talk about the VGA type connection. And, you know, a lot of manufacturers out there have included VGA. It's been included on a lot of different models, from some of the older models, even some of the newer ones. But what you're going to start to see now, especially on a lot of the name brand computers that are out there, you're going to stop seeing VGA ports. And you're going to start to see something else. You're going to start to see something called DVI. So I know what you're probably saying to me. Okay, John, what is a DVI connector? Very good question. It's the digital visual interface. It's a video interface developed by Digital Display Working Group, DDWG. It's used to connect a video source, such as a video display controller, to a display device, and it's called DVI. So when we talk about DVI, DVI actually came around because we need to get, you know, better resolutions. So now the max resolution for a DVI connection, okay, is going to be a lot different. You're going to be able to support 1920 by 1200. Okay, that's a single link DVI connector, 1920 by 1200. Let's just talk about the single for a minute. So there's single connection, and then there's something here called max resolution for a dual DVI. So when we get into dual DVI, the world changes a little bit. And if this sounds a little bit cryptic to you, well, it should. And there's a reason for that, and that's because the dual DVI was basically brought in with the premise to give a resolution of 2560 by 1600. So it could support a lot of the higher-end monitors, things like that. Now, DVI, if we take a look at it, is that DVI's connections, okay, if we take a look at the connection for a DVI type monitor, our input device, it actually is very similar to, in the sense that it's another D sub connector. But the thing about this connection is that it's a little bit larger, okay? And it's not the small one like we saw before with the mini, okay? So that's the biggest difference about it. And if we look at the DVI connection, the thing we're going to see on the DVI is we're actually going to see something that has – the best way to explain this to you is we're going to see something that has different pinouts. So the pinouts on the DVI are typically going to range in the first – top of the D, we're going to have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Then the next row down from left to right, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And then the third row down, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. So there are 24 connections, okay, on the DVI. That is the pinout. So that's what you're going to see. Now, when we talk about DVI, we also have the C1, C2, C3, C4. And you're going to see some of these are going to be configured a little bit different. For example, you have something called a DVI single link. Then you have something called a DVI dual link. Okay. And the real difference is going to be, again, when we're talking about the pins. So the exception is that DVI A contains pins that pass video signals, and they're going to come in two varieties. So a single link DVI is going to employ a single 165 megahertz transmitter that supports a resolution of 1920 by 1200 at 60 hertz, while a dual link DVI is actually going to support, it's actually going to be the supporting the bandwidth, increasing it to 2560 by 1600 at 60 hertz. So a connector with these additional pins is referred to as the DVI DL or dual link. So that's where we get that from. And the dual link connectors have pins that can pass analog signal, which can be used to connect an analog monitor. which is also kind of neat. So the analog pins are four that surround the flat blade on the DVI and the DVI-A. VGA monitor, for example, can be connected to a video source with a DVI with the use of a passive adapter, since the analog pins are directly compatible with VGA signaling, which is kind of neat. And the reason for that is so you can use that adapter and make that really simple. So they tried to make it a little bit backward compatible. But when we think of a monitor today and we think of like a flat screen monitor, or we think of any of these higher resolution monitors, we're always going to be hooking up a DVI. And 9% of the times, we're going to be hooking up a DVI DL, okay? DVI dual layer, right? So we can get that maximum, resolution, which we were just talking about. And this is what you're going to see around a lot. Like I said, a lot of computer companies out there, especially some of the large ones, they have this passive DVI to VGA adapter, which again, what it's basically doing is it's taking the connection, and there are certain pins in there that are actually allowing the analog data to pass right through. So it's kind of neat what that connector does. Because the reason they're doing this is that a lot of the computers out there are not coming with VGA ports anymore. So they're coming with this, and then they're providing you a passive DVI to VGA, okay? So as we talk more about this, I guess the other question really comes is that, so, you know, what's really the difference now when we talk about a DVI type connection? We already told the difference between a VGA and a DVI. A DVI, a VGA is a lot less resolution than a DVI, but DVI is all digital. And then we have the DVI dual link, which will give us that maximum resolution when we want to have a real crisp, great picture. So then the question is, okay, great. So then now there's another cable type in there to, I guess, confuse matters, you know, even more. And you're right. that other type that's out there is actually here for an interesting reason. And the reason that it's out there for is one called HDMI. And there's another one out there actually that you may or may not be familiar with called DisplayPort. And we're actually going to talk about those in just a minute. But I think the most important thing is that when we talk about the DVI connector and we compare it to HDMI, here's the difference, okay? The HDMI connector actually has the ability that has a special channel where the audio return channel, ARC, is actually part of the HDMI. And the other thing about the HDMI is the HDMI cable actually, by being able to pass the audio back, okay, very easily and simply, it has the audio return channel, which can be used a lot with satellite, things like that. So you have not just the audio one way, but you have an audio return back. So that's something in HDMI. You see these a lot of times in TV sets, Blu-ray players, DVD, et cetera, multimedia devices. That's where you're going to see these. TVs, you're going to see an HDMI typically going from your cable box into your back of your TV set. And a lot of times when you will turn on your TV, you're going to notice that there is no more, you're not actually going to be doing like you would do in the past, where you would turn on your TV and then, you know, you would turn on a certain channel and then you'd match it to the tuner. Doesn't work with that anymore. The input is all digital. So now when you turn on your cable box and HDMI input one, let's say it was in one, you just get picture right away, right on the screen, which is great, and you get sound. Now, the only thing that happens when you have this is that you have to make sure that the audio channel on your cable box, which you set up by default, is actually passing sound back to, let's say, your TV. Now, if you didn't want to pass back to your TV, and let's say you wanted the sound directed, then you'd have to program it and set some parameters up so that it wouldn't actually come back up. But by default, the sound actually returns back to your TV set. So that's really important. Now, when we think about HDMI cables, you know, they're really great, you know, and the thing about an HDMI cable is that an HDMI cable in the HDMI 1.4 world, which is the version, you're going to be limited to 3820 by 2160 at 4K, okay, 30 hertz. But if you got a video card and 4K display with HDMI 2.0 technology, you're going to be able to get a 4K resolution at 60 hertz. So HDMI was designed to be back compatible with DVI, so there's actually no loss of video quality when you use HDMI to DVI adapter, etc. The nice thing about HDMI is that it's just one cable. When you use DVI and you have your sound for your monitor, even if the monitor has sound built into it, you're going to need to hook up a separate cable to provide your sound from your PC to the input of your monitor so that you can get output of that. So that's where HDMI is going. The other thing about HDMI is that you're going to notice that you're going to probably be spending a lot of money on HDMI cables. See, because most of these cables, they have different ratings, different speed ratings. So you're going to need a high-speed, let's say, Category 2 cable for resolutions if you want, let's say, 1080i. But most people out there have high-speed cables created for HDMI 1.4, and they'll meet the specifications of 2.0 usually. So some cables have support for HDMI with Ethernet built right on there, but there are some devices out there that actually use the feature. So just to kind of summarize here, there are four kinds of HDMI cables. You have high speed with Ethernet. You have high speed without Ethernet. You have a standard speed with Ethernet, and you have a standard speed without Ethernet. So let's review that one more time. So you have a high speed with Ethernet. You have a high speed without Ethernet. You have a standard speed with Ethernet, and you have a standard speed without Ethernet. Pretty easy. So an expensive high-speed cable will not improve the picture quality over a $2.50 high-speed cable. That's really important because a lot of times you go to these stores and they try to get you to buy these cables. But you see, if your technology is not going to support it, it's a waste of your money to actually do this. And these stores are so notorious for trying to get you to buy these things, and really they're not going to give you one iota bit of better quality. And I think that, that's important. So, just like you can buy certain cables out there, for example, that are gold. Is there really a better quality that a consumer is going to notice with the gold cable on a day-to-day basis? Probably not. If we're in a commercial recording studio and we're using gold, there's going to be some difference because, again, the equipment is going to be of a higher quality, a higher caliber, and it's going to be more susceptible to gold and non-gold. Now, at home, it's not going to make a big difference because your recording system at home is going to be a lot different to that than what's going to be in a commercial recording studio. So those are important things to understand. So I guess the question you probably have for me is, what is it – when we talk about HDMI, what does HDMI stand for? Well, that's actually a very good question. First, it's a standard for connecting high-definition devices, okay? But HDMI, actually stands for High Definition Multimedia Interface, okay? It also has another meaning. It's not the meaning we're going to refer to, but some people will refer to it as High Density Multi-Chip Interconnect, but that's not the common meaning. The one that we're going by is HDMI for High Definition Multimedia Interface. I see we have a few questions in the chat room there. Megan, you're getting to those? Okay, great. I'm going to bring up one that just came up from, I believe, someone out in New York. Is that right, Meg? Yes. Okay, a person asks, with all these different cables and all these different types, how do I know what I'm going to need and what am I going to need going forward? And that's a great question. And VGA, it still has its place. Okay, let's be honest. You're still going to see a little bit of VGA out there. If you have an older server, you're going to see VGA. What you're going to start to see now as we move into any of the name brand computers and any of the custom computers, you're going to see that a lot of them are going to stop putting in, I already told you, VGA. We already told you that's gone. Manufacturers have already put in, they've been making the standard to go DVI, okay, and HDMI. That was very, very popular, right? So then the question is, okay, John, why is it that DisplayPort, which is the new technology, is actually coming up. So DisplayPort is kind of the best choice when you want to connect a computer to a monitor. But DisplayPort 1.2 can only support 3840 by 2160 4K at 60 Hz or 1080p resolution at 140. Now, DisplayPort 1.3, which was announced back in September of 2014, actually can support 8K at 60 Hz or 4K at 120 Hz. So there's no current graphic card supporting DisplayPort 1.3, so you can take advantage of the 4K at the 120, but you're going to need to wait for the next generation of the GPUs, graphic processing units, to come out for this. Now, GeForce and a few other ones are coming out with some different things. So DisplayPort 1.2 actually is limiting to 4K at 60 Hz, and you're going to need multiple high-end graphic cards for next generation to run games. And now, thankfully, they are out. When we look at where we were in, I think it was just in June of 2016, I told you have to wait. We don't have to wait anymore. It actually came out this year. The new NVIDIA GTX 1080. Oh, beautiful, beautiful card. And the 1080 graphics cards feature something called DisplayPort 1.4. So you're going to be able to take, to do 4K at 120 Hz or 8K at 60 Hz. And all you have to do is find a compatible monitor, which is a whole other process, I know. Benchmark the text, make sure everything works great, and you're off to the races. Now, DisplayPort can do something very interesting. You can actually chain up to 5 monitors. You couldn't do that with HDMI. So you can run multiple monitors from a single cable, and you can use hubs or displays that support daisy chaining. So very similar to the way we did things with USB, and we said you could have 128 devices. We can have 5 monitors connected. So with DisplayPort 1.3, you can run 2. With Display 1.4, you can run 5 monitors. So at 1.3, you can run 2 displays at 4K at 60 Hz from a single DisplayPort cable. So this is the new standard that allows for 5K displays, as you probably know. So there's a few on the market, and you can kind of look around to see what you like. DisplayPort, big question that comes up. Do I get audio through DisplayPort? Yes, it can carry audio, but it's up to the manufacturer as to whether they're going to implement their own audio over DisplayPort or not. The other thing I will tell you about DisplayPort is it works well, but what I found in a lot of devices, and I've tested quite a few of them in the last few months, when you use DisplayPort, I've tested several name brand computers, and I've also tested some custom systems that we've built, and I put in NVIDIA and other type DisplayPort cards in there. So in order to get a DisplayPort down to, let's say, a VGA monitor, you could do that very easily by buying like a $24 adapter. Same thing with a DVI, about the same $20, $30. Now, the thing about it is that with DisplayPort, okay, once you plug in a cable from DisplayPort to the other one, and you can tell what a DisplayPort looks like, right? Because DisplayPort actually is the one that has the little L. That's how you can tell this between an HDMI cable and the, because remember, HDMI, you had the standard, okay? You had the mini and you had the micro, right? In DisplayPort, you just have one kind of cable and you just have different standards. So with the new thing, so it's basically just different devices, but you're basically using the same. So it's just how it's being supported. That's all. It's the end of the technology. So with DisplayPort, the thing that I found that I'm not really crazy about, and I know they're still working on this, but I think it's got a little ways to go. Let's just say, for example, oh, really, it's time for a break, Brian? Okay. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you stay right where you are, and we'll be right back after this quick break.
For IT services and data destruction, the J. Moore Connection should be your direction. Engineer technology to grow your business. Our custom solutions are at your service. J. Moore should be your direction. The J. Moore Connection.
we're having this very interesting conversation today about VGA, DVI, HDMI, and also DisplayPort. So if you haven't guessed, we're talking about these different ports, and why are we doing this? It's because the industry is changing what's being used, and some manufacturers are, like we said, still including DVI, but we're going to start to see that maybe fade away because as HDMI and DisplayPort become more popular, you're not even going to see a DVI port on there. And the reason is because with the DisplayPort technology, you can actually plug a very inexpensive adapter between usually $20 and $40, and you can get whether you want VGA, DVI, HDMI, all from your DisplayPort. And it's nice because by default, you've got something that'll do DisplayPort, but if for whatever reason you decide you don't want DisplayPort, you know, that's totally cool. And there's nothing wrong with that. But they tried to do this, I guess, to make life, I don't want to say, they want to make life easier or do they want to make life harder? And, you know, I'm not really sure whether they want to make life harder or easier, but I think the best thing really to tell you is that they did this because of a standard. And the standard is that we want to have, let's say, flexibility. And by having flexibility, we're able to adapt to whatever we need to adapt to without having to do anything. And I think that's, you know, I think that's pretty cool. The problem is that if you're not prepared for this and you don't exactly know what's going to happen, I think it can cause you a little bit of a challenge. Just being honest. I think it can cause you a little bit of a challenge. And, you know, that's something that I think we need to think about. But if you understand that this is how they're coming through, you'll understand that it's not just something that they decided to do for no reason. There definitely was a reason. And the reason is simple. They're trying to create a standard whereby we can have flexibility to go wherever we want to go. That's probably the best way to, I think it's probably the best way to explain it. If you remember a while ago, you know the new technology that came out called WiDi. It's a technology that lets you send presentations from an Intel-enabled computer to your HD TV. Okay, so that's WiDi, wireless display. And the thing about WiDi is that it's a standard, so once they created this open standard, other companies out there could actually adapt to it and start developing into it, okay? Now, this standard is actually something that has propelled a lot of competition. Intel is still one of the leaders out there, but I will tell you, Intel, the technology to make it work, but they don't necessarily make, as we said before, all the WiDi devices for communicating. Yes, they need the WiDi-enabled laptop or device, but they do not make, they're not the main ones that make like the receivers and things like that, the transmitters. That comes from another manufacturer, such as Axiom and et cetera. So, you know, I think that's important to understand. Just like there's a component of an Intel chip that allows it to be managed easily by IT technical support, it's called AMT, okay? And AMT is something that Intel has come out with, and this standard has allowed Intel to be very flexible. And you're probably saying to me, okay, so what is AMT? Very good question. Intel's Active Manager Technology. It's hardware and firmware technology for remote out-of-band management of personal computers in order to monitor, maintain, update, upgrade, and repair, and take care of them in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, the quickest way to understand it is that AMT, is the component of the IntelliChef that allows it to be managed easily by IT technical support. But when we talk about WiDi, we understand there was a standard and then things kind of follow. Well, in the DisplayPort, what you're going to start to see happening more and more, and this I just noticed not too long ago, I bought a new 27-inch monitor. And it was a nice monitor, pretty high-end, but guess what it didn't have on it? It had HDMI, but you know what it didn't have on it? Didn't have a VGA, which we're okay with that. Remember, VGA is kind of going away with the dodo bird, right? Didn't have a DVI port on it. I'm like, oh, come on. It didn't have a DVI port. So did I have DisplayPort cables handy? No. But one thing we've learned is that a lot of technology coming out now is actually going to use DisplayPort. But what I want to explain to you about DisplayPort, this is something I don't like about DisplayPort, and I'm hoping they're going to fix this with other revisions. The thing I don't like about DisplayPort is that when you hook it up to your computer and it senses, you know, first of all, that your computer's there and you have to go to the monitor usually and tell it that you're using either HDMI or using DisplayPort for the where to send the audio from the cable, basically where should the audio be where should the monitor look for the audio on? Should it look for it on the DisplayPort or should it look for an HDMI? Now you would think that if the monitor is all automatic, it would happen automatically. I got news for you. It's not happening automatically. You're going to do when you have basic, but maybe that'll change soon. But right now, you have to go in there and set that option. Now, here's what I don't like. When you turn on your computer, for a couple seconds, DisplayPort's a little finicky, okay? DisplayPort is not really meant to run well in safe mode. Let's just say that. And I know that's going to cause some issues. But DisplayPort, how do I make this easy for you? for whatever reason to explain this in a real simple way, is that DisplayPort is designed to work with a lot of other back end pieces, and for DisplayPort to work well, it needs to work non safe mode. So the thing is that this is why you have the ability to have another type of connection. But what you're going to find is that a lot of computers out there, okay, I'm talking about system manufacturers. I'm not talking about custom ones. I'm talking about the high manufactured ones, not so much the high quality systems, but the ones that are kind of like your low and your middle end systems. And I'm not going to name names here, but those kinds of systems are designed to make DisplayPort work pretty much in regular mode. In safe mode, they don't always work really well. Sometimes they don't work at all. And a lot of times people think, oh, gee, what happened to my computer? Nothing happened. It's just that DisplayPort, let's get it to you. It's finicky, okay? If you turn off your monitor and turn it back on, it may take a couple seconds for DisplayPort to re-recognize, okay? DisplayPort is finicky on a lot of these mass-made computers that you can buy on the internet and over the counter. That's just how they are. And what you're going to find is that when you first turn the computer on and you have all the drivers and everything installed, you're going to see that you may not recognize DisplayPort. It's like, oh, gee, now what happens? Well, so your inclination is to plug in a standard 1/8-inch male-to-male cable, one in the PC and one into the back of the monitor because it has speakers on board. Great. You made sure you had a monitor that has speakers in it. That's fantastic. You want it to work with DisplayPort? I know. So you plug in that cable, right? And later on, DisplayPort kicks in. Sometimes DisplayPort gets finicky and it just doesn't auto detect right away. So you could plug in the DisplayPort cable and for whatever reason, DisplayPort may not pick up the sound. It's like, okay, gee, I'll just plug in what I need to plug in, and, you know, we should be good to go. And that's great. But what I want you to understand is that you always want to have that other audio cable handy, because DisplayPort could take anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes to kick in. It's a bug. That's the best way to explain it to you. It's a bug. And it's mostly happening on computers, like I said, they're mass made. I'm not talking about the ones that are made custom, like in our shop and stuff like that. I'm talking about these mass made computers that are just, you know, built so fast and so cheap that they just, you're lucky they work. But what happens in these computers is that you turn on your computer and you boot up, and here's what happens. Your computer actually doesn't get any sound. And it doesn't get any sound because your sound is actually coming through your audio port on your computer, and it's not piping the signal through the display port. So the computer and the software can take a couple seconds to do that. So that's the thing I don't like about DisplayPort. I find that it goes back and forth quite a few times. And really, Brian, we're ready for another break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you stay right where you are, and we'll be right back after this last break.
Have data that needs to be destroyed? Don't take a chance. Let the experts at the JMore Connection completely destroy and eliminate your data. For over 15 years, JMore has been helping companies all over New Jersey with data security, destruction, and IT needs. Call 877-767-5667. JMore meets federally mandated data disposal policies. Call 877-767-5667 now.
Welcome back, everyone. So we're having a really great conversation tonight about HDMI, DisplayPort, and of course we can't forget DVI, and we cannot forget VGA. The question comes, which connector, which type should I have? So if you got a computer that has DisplayPort, your end question is, what connector do I want to connect to my monitor? Well, it obviously depends on what your monitor is, but you're probably saying to me, John, which is going to be better? Well, that's great. I mean, it's nice if you can have a video card that does all three, if you're custom building a computer, so you can have your DVI, and you can have your HDMI, you have your DisplayPort. That's the ultimate way to go. But if you're being cheap, and you're getting one of these computers off the shelf, you got to take what they give you. And a lot of times they're going to come with two display ports. And then you can plug in what you need to plug in and adapt them. So the question still comes, John, which kind of port should I be looking for my monitor? Excellent question. When we're talking about display port, we said to you that the resolution on display port is going to be slightly higher than that of a HDMI. And remember, HDMI is the same video quality, okay, as DVI. It's just that HDMI has the audio channel and also has the audio return channel, which, again, not so much important for the PCs. But that's really the difference between DVI and HDMI. And also the fact that you can have internet or no internet on the HDMI cable. That's the other thing. But DisplayPort is actually great for those gamers, those people that want a little more crispness in their video display. They just want the latest and greatest, and it's going to come through DisplayPort. I have to tell you that right now there is not going to be for a while. DisplayPort is meant to be a very, I don't want to use the word reliable, but it's meant to be expensive, high-quality interface for the next generation of monitors. You're not going to have a display port on the back of your, typically on the back of your TV. That would be HDMI, okay? But when we're talking about monitors that you're going to buy for your office and things like that, they're going to be display port. You've got graphic publishing people. They're going to be display port. You've got people at home, they want to do gaming, right? High-end gaming, that's going to be display port. It's going to give you a little bit better edge than the HDMI. Not much, but a little bit. And if you're that much on the edge that you want to have the latest and greatest, then DisplayPort all the way. Thing about DisplayPort is that DisplayPort is actually great when we talk about connecting a computer to a monitor. And because of the way you actually connect to an older version and 5 on the newer version of DisplayPort, you actually actually can do this so easily and simply that it's not even funny. I mean, when you had to do it with, let's say, DVI, you would typically hook up what you needed to the two video cards, or maybe you would buy like a PNY or a, one of those type of video cards, and or a PNY or an NVIDIA, and what you would do is actually AMD. So when we talk about the chipsets, so you could have like an AMD graphics card or the PNY, and then what would happen is when you would use them, you would actually have a dongle on the back of your card. That dongle actually would be a proprietary and have like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you have specialized software that lets you configure things very easily and simply, which is one way to go, and that's also very expensive. A typical card that would support the kind of functionality that most offices need could be to the tune of $150 to more dollars just for a basic card to support four monitors. Now you have, when you talk about four monitors, there would be two GPUs, two graphic processing units. So the thing about that that get a little confusing is that if you have, let's say, the way it would divide up, it would be like 1 and 4, okay? 1 and 3, excuse me, and then 2 and 4. So a lot of people say, oh, gee, let me plug 1 into 1 and the other 1 to 2. Well, that's great if you want to do what we consider any operation besides cloning. If you want to stretch, you're fine. But in order to have cloning, the monitors need to be hooked up to the same GPU. Now, I understand, I guess, why they did it. I would have rather seen 1, 2, 3, 4 because it would have made more sense. But they did 1, 3, 2, 4, and knowing that you plug in your odds first, your evens, either your odds or your evens, didn't matter, but you had to have both monitors on the same GPU. That was the caveat. With DisplayPort, you don't have to worry about all that. You can just plug it into a DisplayPort hub, and you're off to the races. Now, if you're still confused about, you know, what's the difference between the DisplayPort and HDMI, I realize that could come into play. DisplayPort has that little L bracket, and you can't plug an HDMI into a DisplayPort and vice versa. I mean, the connections are just, they're not made for each other. It'd be like trying to plug, let's say, a male connection of a, a square into a triangle. It's not going to work, right? Just not going to work. I think as we evolve more with technology, consumers and businesses are going to appreciate DisplayPort. They may not now, but I think they will in the next 6 months to a year and start to appreciate the fact. But I think what would be great, if the manufacturers, okay, if they're going to do DisplayPort, I just feel that the computer manufacturers should include a DisplayPort to DVI or DisplayPort to HDMI, whatever that monitor is. So this way, there's a secondary way to hook up that monitor as opposed to DisplayPort. Okay. See, the nice thing about using a monitor with DVI and audio, you don't have to worry about the channels because all the channels are right there. I also find that when using HDMI on a monitor, it just works. You don't have to worry about it resetting, resyncing. It just works once you programmed it. DisplayPort, not so much. The sound quality is good. If you had to ask me a question, you know, is the sound better, let's say, with DisplayPort or HDMI? And you know, that's a very, 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 very good question. Because remember, DisplayPort can support HDMI with the adapter. But it's a little bit different because, remember, HDMI carries the different types of sound, as we explained to you. DisplayPort sound is very good, but I think what you're going to find as you go through this is that the DisplayPort sound spec, okay, is going to be – it supports HDMI. I don't think you're really going to tell that much difference because it supports the HDMI factor. It can include audio signals, as we talked about, and the same cable as the video signal. So the thing I like about DisplayPort is you can buy a DisplayPort cable a lot cheaper than you can buy, let's say, an HDMI cable. And I think that's important. But what I want you to understand is don't waste money buying these solid gold cables because you don't need them. So a DisplayPort cable, typically you can buy for, I'm going to tell you, an HDMI cable, okay, starts, okay, depending on where you're going, HDMI cables, again, that are good quality, you can buy the lower end ones inexpensively, but you don't get the internet on them, as we mentioned. But again, you may not need that particular feature. But HDMI cables are always going to be more expensive than display ports. That's kind of just how it is. You're going to see different types of options for display port, such as the GoldPlay display port cable. And, you know, if you have the 4K resolution, it'll help you a little bit. But is it going to make that much difference? Not a big difference. But if you're seeing in the store that there's like a double or triple the price, don't waste your money. Just go with what the standard one is. I think as we evolve more with display, appreciate with DisplayPort and why they made the standard. It's so that we can adapt to other types of monitors and devices very easily and simply with just a simple adapter. The challenge is that when you buy this particular card, it's not always evident, and most people don't understand, that it just looks like two ports and they don't have that port. Well, even if you don't have that port, just realize you can get an adapter. So you can get a display port to an HDMI, you can get a display port to VGA, you can get a display port to DVI. That's very, very easy to do. And now you can see the flexibility that you have. And the best thing is that you can have the cutting-edge technology for video. I mean, I think that's just amazing. And as long as you're doing it for that reason, that's great. If you need to have that audio return channel, not going to work with DisplayPort. But again, most people doing gaming and doing other types of things don't need that. You're going to need that when you're at home and dealing with like a satellite return service, and that's when you want HDMI anyway. You shouldn't even be using DisplayPort. You know, I hope that you found tonight's show educational. You probably didn't realize there was so much to know about DisplayPort, HDMI, and also DVI. But I wanted you to get a clear understanding that this is where the future is going. And when you start to get your next computer and say, oh, gee, what happened to my video port? What happened to my VGA? What happened to my DVI? What did they do? Well, they changed your port to DisplayPort. So don't be surprised if your next computer just comes with DisplayPort. And if you decide not to get a new monitor, that's okay. Just realize that you're going to have to get an adapter. I recommend you getting a new monitor, but I understand if cost is an issue and you don't want to do that, then you're going to need to go ahead and spend that $20 or $30 to get yourself a DVI, a DisplayPort to HDMI or DisplayPort to DVI, if that's what you want, and that'll work well. The other thing I want to just tell you about it is that you have to use it from the computer source, not from the monitor. A lot of people think they can plug the device right into the monitor and convert. It's not going to work. It's not an output device. A monitor is an input device, getting the device, and then it outputs out. But it receives a signal, okay? So it's not outputting a display signal until it gets one in. That's the part that's a little confusing. Even though it's an output device, it is not the device that is actually outputting. The signal is coming from your computer. So that's really, really important. So the DisplayPort device has to be hooked up to the to the DisplayPort of your computer. You can't take it to your monitor and say, oh, gee, let me hook up DVI and go back. It's not going to work because the signal is not correct. Okay, it has to come from your PC because there is no signal, first of all. It has to come from your PC, and that will convert it to the appropriate, and then you can back to your monitor. This has been a great show tonight. I hope you've all learned a lot, and I hope you're all enjoying your summer. This has been great with a lot of feedback we're getting. If you have questions for us, please be sure to log on to jmor.com. You can chat with us. You can send us a message. We're here for you. If you need to call us, you can also reach us out as well. Our office number is 1-800-208-5155. We'd be happy to help you in any way that we can. This is John, and I see Brian is flagging me. We have a great show coming up for you next week, so I hope to see you then. Have a wonderful week, ladies and gentlemen.
From all of us at the JMOR Connection Incorporated, we'd like to thank you for listening tonight and invite you to join us again next Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to tell your friends and associates about the JMOR Radio Show. And call in live. Be sure to call us early next time so you can get on air too. The JMOR Connection. We're engineering technology to grow your business. And you can chat with us right now at jmor.com or call us at 800-208-5155. Thanks so much for stopping by and have a great night.